Good morning, show. Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks, and joining us to talk about the Flathead River Alliance, the executive director, somebody who really knows about it, Sheena Pate.
Good morning, Sheena.
Hi, it's so good to see you. I feel like it's been a while.
Yeah, it has. So catch us up.
Yeah, absolutely. As you've noticed, it's warming up, so rivers are going to start coming up. We have a lot going on with Flathead Rivers Alliance and our partners. We work on the Three Forks of the Flathead, so the North, the South, and the Middle Fork, 219 miles of wild and scenic river. And what we have coming up, we have several volunteer trainings, opportunities to meet us at Backslope Brewing April 9th to learn more about our volunteer opportunities, talk river, do some trip planning. We have a Citizen Science River volunteer training April 16th and a River Ambassador volunteer training April 18th. Along with several other events coming up. So we'd love to see you come out. We have a really big event coming up, the Paddling Film Fest. So if you're ready to get your stoke on, John and Robin, come join us. We'll be at O'Shaughnessy April 25th, and we're really excited this year. We're going big.
All right.
Red Eagle Aviation has thrown in a flight into Schaefer Meadows. And then Kettle House, Log Jam, Pinky and the Floyd for tickets. So feel free to come on down. We have all kinds of raffle prizes coming up, summer concert series. So if you join us at the Paddling Film Fest, we'll get you all caught up on all things river. Yeah, lots of opportunities happening on the river.
Wow. So talk with us about the Flathead River Alliance and what your mission is.
Yeah, absolutely. So we love rivers. So Flathead Rivers Alliance, we're here. We're dedicated to enhance the outstanding, remarkable Three Forks of the Flathead, ensuring access and enjoyment for all. So we really focus on education and outreach and stewardship events to really educate the public, ensure safety. We have our Loner Life Jacket program that we're bringing back. We're in the schools. We have our River Ambassador programs at the access sites to really boost that rules, regs, ethics, etiquettes, anything that maybe you hadn't thought about as you're about to get on the river.
I love this life jacket program you have. I see people floating down the Middle Fork, and the Middle Fork's a pretty lazy river at this point, but or at least at the lower end of it there. But I see people sunbathing while they're rolling down. Of course, they don't want life jacket lines, right?
Heaven forbid that you have tan lines. Yeah, so we had about 100 life jackets out in the Loner program last year. So West Glacier River Access, Glacier Rim, adult, youth. A lot of people are headed to the river without life jackets, which is concerning. But we do offer this this program to people to ensure their safety.
So how does it work?
Yeah, absolutely. We have two permanent Loner life jacket stations that we try to keep stocked. West Glacier on the Middle Fork, Glacier Rim on the North Fork. We also have our roving river ambassadors. So they have pop-up information stations, and they have life jackets as well. We'll approach you, or feel free to approach us, or take one from the permanent station. And that's thanks to Montana FWP for providing the life jackets. Also, our raft companies contribute to that as well. And it's just a great program that we've been able to put in.
So we just ask for one or take one.
Exactly, yes. And then please return it.
So where do we return it?
So on the back of the life jackets, there'll be a series of different drop-off locations. And then thanks to our staff and River Ambassadors, we'll get those cycled back. But yeah, there were about 100 life jackets out all the time between Memorial Day and Labor Day last year.
So just somewhere downriver?
Yeah.
So at the end of your trip downriver, you pull your raft out and leave your life jacket at one of the stations.
Yeah, easy peasy.
Wow. All right. And these life jackets aren't necessarily cheap.
No. Thanks to the generous support of Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, they have a special program. And so we're able to get those life jackets donated to us to provide to the public. And then the raft companies provide that as well. We're the first and only that I'm aware of, and Montana FWP is aware of, that has that sort of program on rivers. Lakes are straightforward. That's been going on for a while, but rivers.
Well, keeping these, we just had a conversation with Ryan Zinke about Flathead lake levels, and I think we figured out a way to at least make it a little bit easier to get to full pool and keep the rivers up too. So we're going to start filling the lake up a little sooner.
Yeah, so we're a wild and scenic river, so our rivers are not dammed. The only portion of our river system of the 219 miles that is dammed is the South Fork. And so that's Hungry Horse Reservoir. They do have to hold back water and release a certain amount for species of concern, so fisheries. So we're extremely fortunate that there is an agreement with Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, the State Bureau of Rec, all of those partners to ensure that there is water in the stream for the sensitive fisheries.
Doggone it. You just reminded me, because all the rivers areas you're talking about are above the dam.
Yep. So we do some work below Hungry Horse Reservoir, but for the most part, all of our rivers are free flowing, and that's how they get that national designation.
All right. So in other words, as long as Mama Nature keeps the water flowing, we're in good shape.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Yeah. Gosh, anything else? Well, let's circle back to your event.
Yeah, absolutely. So we would love for you to come out tomorrow. We'll be at Backslope Brewing. From 11 to 8, come on by, swing by our information table. We'll have door prizes, get half day raft trips with our partners at Glacier Raft Company, Glacier Guides of Montana Raft, Wild River, and Great Northern. Just to thank you and get you excited for the river season. But we really are excited to share information about the river system, help you with your trip planning so you know before you go. We want to make sure you're safe and ensure that you have a good experience. And then we're excited to say that we are wrapping up proposed engineering design plans that we'll present to Flathead National Forest for improving ADA accessibility on the north and the middle fork of the Flathead River. So that's a major undertaking. This is our third year working on this project with multiple stakeholders, Dream Adaptive Summit, Independent Living, FWP Forest Service, Park Service, everyone. That's kind of a heart project, and we're excited to hopefully start identifying improvements that we can make over this year and the next 5-10 years.
Well, you've got a long-range plan and a lot on your plate there, Sheena.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. Thanks so much for spending time with us, and what an exciting thing you guys are doing.
Thank you, as always, for having me.
You bet.